This is Inside Athletic Training. I am here with athletic trainer Jake Shorter. How has your day been going?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. I have a couple questions to ask you about athletic training. What is the importance of athletic training?
Well, the most important thing we do, without question, is just making sure that nobody dies on the field or court. So we are the ones that usually are the first to respond in an athletic setting. So whether that is a small injury or a major injury that requires an ambulance or surgery, we're the ones that respond to that. So we always got to make sure that we're looking out for the most serious life-threatening issues, such as like sudden cardiac arrest or people being struck by lightning, heat illnesses, things of that nature. So I would say that, without question, that's got to be our most important responsibility.
What are other ways for an athlete to prevent an injury from going to a bigger injury?
Well, there's a lot of things you can do to try to prevent injuries, but most importantly, I think just taking care of your body each day, making sure that you're going through the stretches that the coaches are asking you to do, taking it seriously, you know, making sure you're getting your muscles loose, and making sure that you got a lot of flexibility in those joints as well, and you're just making sure you're taking care of your body before or after, whether that's heat, ice, you know, a cold tub to try to cool off some of those tissue, things like that, and then making sure you're having a good diet and a lot of sleep. That's really important too.
What is the worst injury you have had to deal with of any sport?
I've had a couple of big ones. The biggest one, I think, was probably when I worked in high school setting down in Florida at a football game. We had a player on punt coverage get blindsided in the stomach, and it actually caused his stomach to rupture or open up, and that was a pretty serious situation, and he went into shock, and luckily we had an ambulance on site there and got him transported to the hospital right away, and he had surgery that night, and he was out for a number of weeks but was able to return to the playoffs later that year. So that was probably the most serious one I've ever had.
Who is responsible if a student athlete doesn't follow the protocol rules, and if they get hurt and they also do not have a physical on file?
Well, if a kid's participating in a school function and doesn't have a physical on file, there's a number of people that are involved with that. Athletic trainer, athletic director, could be someone else in administration as well. So it's not just one person, but a collective number of people that are responsible for making sure that kids have physicals on file and that they're, they're cleared to participate without any issues from the doctor, and everything's signed and whatnot. So we kind of work as a team on that.
What should athletes do to stay healthy during the off season of that sport?
During the off season, it's important to take some time off, to get away from sports, you know, have a vacation, try to get away from that setting, and then just making sure that you're getting in the weight room and getting bigger and stronger, and just kind of working on your speed and agility and conditioning, trying to get faster and things like that. And it's just also important, not just off season, but during season and preseason and all that stuff, just making sure that you're getting at least 8 hours of sleep every night, making sure you got a good diet, not eating anything that's too unhealthy, junk food, fast food, things of that nature. And I'd say those are some of the big things.
What is some other things you would like to tell us about athletic training and your perspective?
Well, I just think it's a pretty young profession on a grand scale. It's just not a lot of people know about it, and that's usually because a lot of high schools still don't have athletic trainers. And for the kids that do know their athletic trainers at their high schools and go through athletics, those are the kids that grow up knowing what it is and what we do and the importance of it. And so I just think, you know, we just want to make sure people know that we're out here taking care of kids and at the high school setting, but also in college and professional. And it's a great profession to have. And a lot of universities and colleges offer it. as a degree, so just something to consider when you go to school.
That is all I have for you. That was Jake Shorter, athletic trainer for Ben Davis High School. Thank you. Inside Athletic Training is coming up next.